Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Father, we bless your holy and we bless your righteous name. Father, we are so grateful for your goodness and your kindness unto us, Father. Father, for how you continue to bless us day by day, minute by minute, moment by moment. Father, that we live in a continual stage of blessings in you, and we want to say thank you for that, Father. Father, thank you for watching over us as we slept. Thank you for waking us up this morning, Father, commanding us to rise and shine. We arise in your authority, in your name, and in your power, and we say thank you, Father, for another day to be used by you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father God, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. We embrace the gifts of this day. We love you, Father, only because you first loved us. And we thank you for your blessings, Father, upon us. Father, as your word goes out, Father God, we already know that it will not return into your void. Father, we pray that your word will reach, Father God, the right people, and that somebody will respond in the most positive way today, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We say thank you. Thank you that the airways are open. Not only are the airways open, Father, our hearts are open, our ears are open, our eyes are open unto you, Father. It is your desire for us to rend our hearts and not our garments. And so, Father, this is what we do. So we bless you and we thank you and we magnify you. Father, we place this day into your hands after we embrace it, and we ask that you would unfold it according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, 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 and amen. Amen, amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. And welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we rejoice in this new day. A day that the Lord hath made, amen, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great and greatly to be praised. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners to our platform. Welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. Please enjoy our services on today. Amen. To the extent that you just keep on coming back, amen, as we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. I bless the Lord. We pray that everyone is excited. Amen. And God has brought us to it. He brought it. God did it. God did it. Amen. And so we just want to bless the Lord. Amen. For one more day to serve him. One more day. Amen. And we bless the Lord. We want to thank God for our all night prayer. Well, we might as well say it was all night, because when we got finished, it was morning. When we got finished, it was morning. So that means we finished the night. Amen. We finished the night out. Amen. When 12 o'clock hit, that night was over. And so we just want to thank God. Amen. For just being so sweet. Just being so sweet. And we want to thank God for sweet fellowship. Amen. And it does make a difference. Amen. It does make a difference. And this is why the Bible tells us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, not necessarily all in one physical building, beloved, but when we come together in one spiritual place, because there is no time and distance in the spirit. So the beautiful part, beloved, especially in this pandemic, most people are realizing that you could be in your house, and I could be in my house, and you could be in your car, wherever you at, and I'm where I'm at. But yet still, we're still in one place when we come together in spirit, because God is a spirit, and we who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. So it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. We bless the Lord. All right. Amen. We want to close the week out, beloved. Amen. By Amen. Helping you to focus a little bit on who you are. We are preparing, amen, to bring forth a teaching, amen, a series, amen, on the Holy Spirit, amen. So we're preparing that, amen. But let's see, before we go there, let us just look at our let us look at our syllabus for this week here. Just for those of you who is not with us, maybe you was not, you missed a day or two, or maybe this is your first time with us. Okay, so we started out on Monday, amen, talking about serious business, changing your environment, because if you don't conquer, it will you will be conquered. Amen. Now, Tuesday, we wanted you to know how special you were, that you are a significant and to the Lord and in his kingdom, that you are royal and that you are chosen, handpicked by God. Amen. We want to thank God for that wonderful teaching. Amen. And then Wednesday was our open forum day. Amen. We celebrated our minister, Stel Martin's birthday. Amen. And our sister, Lauren Davis, came and shared with us. Amen. On her reading, our sister Erica, amen, on Thursday, the baby inside of you is about to leap for joy. Thank God for that. Amen. Glory be to the living God. Amen. And we thank God. And then, hallelujah, on yesterday, hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We want you to know that you are never alone. That you are never alone, and this is where we sort of came in with the Holy Spirit. Actually, we started on Wednesday night Bible study, because the Holy Spirit will not leave you comfortless. Amen. The Holy Spirit said, I will not leave you as an orphan. Amen. So we have that assurance, beloved, that God is always with us when we feel it or we don't feel it. It don't make a difference what we feel. Because faith doesn't always feel something. See, this is why it's important for us to have faith, to walk our Christian walk. Without faith, you cannot please God. See, because even when you don't feel it, amen, you know it's true. Amen. Amen. You don't see it, but you know it's true. See, because it's in the spirit. You just haven't seen it yet in the natural. Amen. And so we thank God for faith. And the beautiful part is every born-again believer has a measure of faith. See? And, beloved, it's not how much faith you have. It's how much faith you use. It's not how much faith you have. It's how much faith you use. See, because if you're faithful in what the Lord is giving you, the Lord will give you more. Because he says we move from faith to faith. So that means if you only have a tablespoon full of faith, see, if you only have a teaspoon full of faith, but if you use that teaspoon full of faith, God will give you a tablespoon full of faith. And if you use that, God will give you a cupful full of faith. See, but we have to be faithful. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I remember a song that we used to sing coming up in the church. It would go, faith, 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 and just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. Amen. And we can apply that to everything. Joy, joy, joy. Just a little bit of joy. Peace, peace, peace. Just a little bit of peace. You don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. We want to close this week, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. And letting you know that you, put you, whatever your name is, okay, you are a voice of heaven. You are a voice of heaven. See, we're still talking about how special you are. You know, we want to build up your self-confidence and who you are in Christ Jesus. To know that you are not nobody's mistake. You just didn't come to planet Earth because you came here. No, baby. You was born on purpose. I don't care how many children your mother had. I said children. I don't care how many she had. I don't care. I don't care. Your conditions of birth, you are not an accident. See?
And you definitely, amen, when you was born the first time, and most indeed when you was born again the second time. Amen. Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer. In our Bibles, amen, in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 5, 2 Corinthians in the New Testament, chapter number 5. And I'm just going to read just a couple. I'm just going to read one verse. Amen. And it reads this. It says, and now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech us by you. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Beloved, ye are ambassadors. Now the Bible here is just not just talking to his disciples. He's not talking to just Paul, huh? I come to tell you, glory be to God, that every word in the book from Genesis to Revelation is written, amen, on your behalf. And the Lord says that you put your name in the spot. Alfreda Bradford, you are an ambassador for Christ. Whatever your name is, Mary, you are an ambassador for Christ. John, huh? Put your name up in there. The Lord says you are an ambassador for Christ. So let's just take a couple minutes and let's see what the Lord is saying to you, beloved. Glory be to God. And you need to know without a shadow of a doubt, because God said it. And if God said it, it's already true, because he is not a man and he is not a liar. Beloved, you are a high ranking. You are esteemed. You are celebrated. You are impressive and influential in God's kingdom. That's what the word of God says, so it's true. Glory be to God, so you might as well start believing it. You might as well put your head up. Well, the Bible says, amen, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Baby, walk around with your head up. Get a little posture. Get a little swagger. We're not talking about spiritual arrogance. We're talking about knowing who we are in Christ Jesus. To know that God, the God of the universe, the God of the universe is our daddy. Glory be to God. You are so important to the kingdom of God, beloved, that all of heaven is standing behind you. All of heaven, not part of heaven, all of heaven is just waiting to back you up. All of heaven is waiting to defend you. All of heaven is waiting to provide for you. All of heaven is waiting to help you. All of heaven is waiting to assist you, beloved. Glory be to God. And join forces with your actions of faith. See, we started out talking about faith. Now, all this starts with faith. All this starts with faith. But baby, when you got a little bit of faith, you have all of heaven, amen, waiting to join forces with your actions of faith. Why? Because faith without works is dead. But baby, when you make a move, heaven make a move with you. Oh my God, my God. When you need help, huh? God said, I'll take the wings of the wind and come down to assist you. We preached it on last Sunday. You do all you can do. God said, okay, that's it. I got it from here. Huh? He said, this is my fight. This is my battle. I'm your sun and shield. I'll give you grace and glory. Huh? Baby, when you need something, glory be to God, and heaven gets notice of that. Hallelujah. Heaven get notice that one of his children needs something. Oh, baby, you look at him. He's sending the troops in. He's sending the troops. Your divine brothers, amen, on assignment. Here come the angels with whatever you need. All you need, God's got it. He's got everything you need. Huh? Glory be to God. I don't sit up in heaven, glory be to God, knowing his child needs something. Would you be comfortable in your home knowing that your children needed something? Knowing that your children was hungry, your children was in need, would you be comfortable? Well, he said, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more so will the Father move on your behalf? When you need backup, when it look like your enemies, glory be to God, are too much for you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God gave me, I'm not going to share it right now, but I'll share it with you guys another time. I'm in the beautiful vision the Lord gave me, a vision of help, a vision of assistance when my back was against the wall. This just a couple nights ago. But I'm telling you something, hallelujah, God showed up out of nowhere. Hallelujah, his power is everywhere all the time. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, this is what you have going for you. This is not something, some special program, amen, some heavenly program for special people. No, this is for every born-again believer who exercises faith, every born-again believer who believes, every born-again believer. Baby, we in one family. God don't have two families. Sometimes you hear some people say that, well, this is my family and this is my step-family. This is my family, this is my adopted family. God don't play that. God is not nobody's stepfather. He your daddy. He is your father. You don't have two families. Well, this is my family here and this is my step family. No, 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 no. God got one family. And either you're a member of that or you're not. The Bible says we have been adopted into this royal priesthood. Huh? Let me tell you something about an adopted child. Baby, when that adoption is complete and those papers are signed by the court, that adopted child has every legal right as the natural child. Every legal right. Glory be to God. It's no difference. Hallelujah. Well, we have been adopted into God's royal family. Glory be to God. And I want you to know that you got it going on. You got it going on because of your relationship to God the Father. Beloved, in short, heaven is just waiting to act on your behalf. Whose behalf? Your behalf. Just waiting. All right. Okay, move right now. Move right now. Move right now. Huh? The Lord tells us that his eyes are always on us. Beloved, now we know them little babies, we watching them babies, amen, and we watching them babies to make sure they don't pick up nothing, make sure they don't fall, huh? But even every now and then, amen, we might miss the beat. We might miss the beat. Glory be to God. Might have to run to the bathroom or whatever, 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 huh? But guess what? Hey, write this scripture down this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me try to write this scripture. Hallelujah. 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 He called you the apple of his eyes. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me see. Wait a minute. Hold on. Just give me 1 second here. Find it real quick because I want you to write this down. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. You can find it, beloved, in the book of it's a couple of them here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Zechariah 2 and 8 says this, "For thus saith the Lord of hosts, after glory he has sent me against the nations which plunder you, for he who touches you touches the apple of his eye." God said, whoever touch you, you touch the apple of my eye. Huh? Now y'all know right now, you ain't touching nobody. Amen. And there's another one I want to give you, amen, but it's in there. Get an assignment for you over the weekend. You can find it for yourself. Now you know right now you ain't touching nobody's apple of the eye. Huh? If somebody say, this is the apple of my eye, you hear people expressing that, spouses to one another, children. Somebody say, this person is the apple of my eye, that means, look, this person is special. This person is special. And you ain't touching her. I don't think you want to do that. See, and that's what the Lord says about you, beloved. You are the apple of his eye. And so whatever you need, that's why you are never alone, even though sometimes you feel alone. Sometimes we question God. Is God going to come through? Is God going to help me? What's up here? I want you to know that God's eyes are on you 24-7. 24-7. He already know what's going to happen before it's happened. He already made preparations for that. Why? Because, look, God is everywhere at the same time. He's the Alpha and the Omega. That means God is already in your future. Some people say, well, when I get there 20 years from now, you know, God is already there 20 years from now. God is eternal. If you could live to be 1,000 years like Methuselah, huh? If this say that you could live to be another 1,000 years on earth, God is already in the 1,000 years right now. He don't get there day by day. We get there day by day. He's already there. So, beloved, I come to tell you, amen, that this is what you have going on for you. And so this is why Paul wrote this scripture here. And beloved, he says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. So let us, amen, just take 1 minute, amen, and I'm just about finished. I just want to close this week with some encouragement here, beloved. Let's look at this word ambassador and see what Paul is telling us. This word, beloved, Paul says that we are ambassadors for Christ. It describes one who fulfills the duties of an ambassador. All right, well, okay, we see the ambassador of the United States of America, the ambassador of this country, the ambassador of that country. Glory be to God. See. And so it's beautiful how Paul chose this word, beloved, to describe you and to describe me in the Lord's kingdom. So let's look, when we think about the word ambassador, beloved, amen, in today's world, amen, and the definition is the same in today's world than it was in Paul's time. An ambassador is an envoy sent to represent a nation to a foreign land. An ambassador is a diplomatic agent of the highest rank accredited to a foreign government or king. An ambassador, beloved, is a representative temporarily sent to a foreign country to represent the king or country that sent him. An ambassador is an authorized messenger who has the power to make decisions and to represent the will of the government, the nation, or the king that he represents. And an ambassador is an official representative who is authorized to speak on behalf of his sender. Oh, my God. I encourage you, beloved, amen, to get some of Dr. Miles Monroe's books. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As he breaks that ambassador down for us. Glory be to God, the late Dr. Miles Monroe. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, according to Paul's words here in this scripture, coming out of 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, what Paul is telling us that we are heavenly delegates. Write that down in your notebooks this morning. I am a heavenly delegate. I am an ambassador who have been sent forth as heaven's representative to planet Earth. Beloved, we on an assignment. We're on a temporary assignment, all right? So an ambassador is sent to the foreign land. What's the foreign land, Earth, for us? What's the foreign land for us, Earth? An ambassador represents the country or the king or the person who sent them. Who are we representing? God the Father and his kingdom. I am an ambassador on an assignment. I represent heaven. As ambassadors for Christ, beloved, we are the voice of heaven. As his representatives, we are authorized to speak and act on behalf of the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? Hallelujah. God has authorized you to speak on his behalf as his ambassador. He has authorized you to act on his behalf as his ambassador. Beloved, as heaven's ambassadors, we are fully backed. We are fully funded. And we are fully defended. And we are fully assisted by the authority, hallelujah, and resources of heaven. That's why we ain't got to worry about a thing. Can you imagine the ambassador of the United States of America going to a foreign country but don't have food to eat? Don't have money to pay the hotel room? The ambassador of the United States of America can't get money for an airplane ticket. Honey, when the ambassador of the United States of America go, they have chauffeurs. They don't have to rent an Uber or catch a cab or public transport. Can you imagine the ambassador of the United States of America on public transportation? Baby, they have chauffeurs that pick them up at in their luxury hotel room and take them to their destination, pick them up, take them to their wherever they want to eat. The United States of America got the bill. I've come to tell you that heaven got your bill. Any country would be foolish to try to kidnap the ambassador of the United States of America or foul play, huh? The United States of America would swoop right in to defend that ambassador. Well, guess what? Huh? God is no chump. And if the United States of America can do that for their ambassador, I want you to know, beloved, that you all that and more. Huh? If the United States of America can send their army in to rescue their ambassador, amen, where the enemies of that foreign country swooped up on them, and God said, I got an army too. And my army don't miss. And God will send his angels right in there, glory be to God, and they would wish they had never touched you. And you still come out untouched. Beloved, I want you to know that you are special to the Lord. And it's time for you to start believing it. It's time for you to start agreeing with the Holy Ghost. Whatever God say, just say whatever God said. I want you to start today going around saying, I am an ambassador. Get the attention of some family and some friends that'll open up a said way for you to witness and drop a seed in, because you know they're going to start asking some questions. What do you mean you're an ambassador? Could you break that down? Huh? Yeah, I represent heaven. Hallelujah. I'm heaven's voice. Hallelujah. And I have authority to act in his name. I have authority to speak in his name. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And if I need something, all I got to do is put my invoice in. They're going to take it to the Lord in prayer. Huh? Glory be to God. My God, thank you, Jesus. So, beloved, amen, what Paul, amen, is saying, glory be to God, when we break down that word ambassador, and I encourage you to do the same, you break it down. You pull out your Greek Bible, and you break down that word ambassador and see what God is saying. Paul is saying this, beloved. We are sent forth and temporarily stationed here, talking about here on earth, as a fully authorized representative of Jesus Christ, as his ambassadors, we are here to be his voice and his will, a true representation of who he really is. As his official representatives sit here to do his business, we are fully backed up by all the power and resources of heaven. Now, baby, you can shut your mouth on that, but somebody got to shut their mouth. Somebody got to shut their mouth. When that police officer come knocking on your door, glory be to God, and say, glory be to God, I'm here. We have a warrant. We got a warrant. We coming in. Or we ask you to open the door. Now, you can open that door if you want. And you don't have to. Because if you don't, they're going to break it down. And guess what? They got the law backing them. They got the law backing them. And because they have the law backing them, so a lot of police officers have, you know, taken that authority in the wrong way and abused that authority in the wrong way because they got the law backing us. But, beloved, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. I'm talking about when we're doing the right thing. When we're doing the right thing. Because we got all heaven backing us up. Now, you got the law backing you, hallelujah, and so do we, amen, because we got the law of God. Well, lovely, let me tell you something. This is why the Bible says, and greater is he that lives within you than he that lives within the world. Beloved, do not ever think, and the Lord is talking to us like this for a reason, because it's time for us, beloved, amen, to come to the reality of who we are in Christ Jesus. Don't ever think that you are unimportant to the plan of God. You are an ambassador. I want you to get it. I want you to get it. Maybe you're still halfway sleepy this morning. You say, I didn't remember everything Pastor said, but I want you to remember this. Glory be to God, that you are an ambassador. That's what I want you to get. I want you to remember that you represent Jesus Christ to your family. You represent Jesus Christ to your place of employment. You represent Jesus Christ to your neighborhood. You have been invested with royal powers, including the name of Jesus and the authority of his blood. And you may call upon heaven to assist you at any given moment, because he is a very present help in the time of trouble. All angelic powers, all the vast resources stored in the treasury of heaven are available for your use when you are representing heaven to this world, beloved. So wherever you go today, whatever you do this weekend, beloved, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember the one you are representing. And if you need special help from above in order to represent the Lord in a positive way, remember that as an ambassador of Christ, all of heaven is standing by to fully support you. As your day gets started, beloved, stop for a moment and think about who you really are in Jesus Christ. You are a royal ambassador for the King of Kings himself. Now, it just don't get no better than that. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we say thank you. Father God, we say thank you. Father God, how you could choose, Father God, us. How you could choose us, Father God. Hallelujah, born in sin and shapen in iniquity. How you can choose us, Father. Oh, Father God, and put the mandate on us to go forward and represent you in all the world as your ambassador. How you can choose us as, Father, to be your voice, a voice of heaven, Father. Oh, Father God, we say thank you. Thank you, God. Help us, Father, to overcome our low self-esteem. You knew our level of education when you called us. You knew, Father God, that we get tongue-tied on words when you called us. You knew our vocabulary, Father God, was short when you called us. But it didn't stop you from calling us. You want to use us in wherever we are, whatever limitations we have, Father God, without any excuses, you want to use us just like we are. And when we're faithful there, Father, you will expand the assignment and bless us for our faithfulness. God, we say thank you. Thank you for the tremendous privilege of representing you on this earth. Father, please forgive us for the times we have overlooked the honor of being a child of God. We are sorry for the moments, Father God, when we've been negative about ourselves, when we have talked badly about ourselves, and we did not acknowledge you, Father God, acknowledge who you have made us to be in Jesus Christ. Today, Father, we are asking the Holy Spirit to help us see and to help us truly perceive that you have made us to be an ambassador in this world. And we say thank you, Father, and we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, saints, we're going out on a shout note. We're going out on a shout note. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, glory be to God. Glory be to God. I tell you what, I'm going to tell Sister Hattie. Sister Hattie is doing T-shirts. I don't know if she's going to have any other slogans because her T-shirt says heavenly something. I had her T-shirt on the other day and got a whole lot of attention when I went out. I'm going to recommend to her and anybody else, or some of you other, that some of you have little arts and crafts and stuff. Amen. Do something that says ambassador on it. Do a T-shirt that says ambassador. Do a cup that says ambassador. You know the little labels they wear in church, amen, that says usher, you know what I mean, the little lapels they put on when you go into church, and, you know, it says I'm a usher, I'm a deacon, amen. Well, look, ambassador. Ambassador. Get some business cards made up, glory be to God, and on that, amen, and say ambassador, ambassador Alfreda Bradford, ambassador. Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's going to get somebody's attention. Huh? And it's going to give you an opportunity, amen, to share Jesus Christ. Because he who winneth souls is wise. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. All right, saints, amen. That's it for today. We've had a very full, packed week. Amen. We want to thank each and every one of you for serving at the altar of prayer this week. Amen. Glory be to God. Every day this week, we have been there. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank the, our host. Amen. The prayer warrior for serving. Thank each and every one of you. Amen. For coming as spiritual backup. Amen. Touching and agreeing. God bless you. Amen. We want to thank God for the readings. Amen. From Sister Lauren. Amen. On Wednesday, we want to thank God for Minister Erica. On Thursday, we want to thank God for the word of God that have come forth every day this week. We want to thank God for our Bible study on Wednesday night. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for our prayer on last night. Amen. Glory be to God. Wow. Let's see. What else? What else? I don't know. Thank God. Thank God, saints. Amen. We want to just thank you. Thank God for all of you who have sowed in the ministry this week. Amen. Glory be to God. And just bless the Lord. It's been a very full week. Very full week. And it's not over with yet because we still have all of today. Amen. So thank you for serving. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. Glory be to God. And whatever you do today, keep Jesus on your mind. Amen. Keep Jesus on your mind. We'll be back here tomorrow, Lord's willing, at 12 o'clock. Amen. For our Sunday service kicking off the week. Amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we bless the Lord. All right. So whatever you do today, amen, walk with the King, amen, and be a blessing. And remember that you are an ambassador and you are a voice of heaven. My God, Jesus. Now, if that don't build your self-esteem, beloved, hallelujah, I don't know what to say. Just keep repeating it. Keep repeating it until at first it's going to sound like foreign. Now, you know, it's going to sound like it's not real, that you're not included. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Your faith will always rise to the level of your confession. And this is why we are told to confess, decree a thing, and it shall be established. This is why we are told to decree. Open your mouth and say something. Open your mouth and just say what God is already saying. Now, if God called you an ambassador, you are an ambassador. Activate that ambassadorial faith today. Amen. All right, that's it. Father God, we say thank you for the word. Thank you for not only for the day, but for being with us all week. Father God, thank you. It was a beautiful week, a week that you have made. You blessed us in it. And we want to say thank you for it, Father. Thank you. As we go forward today, Father, order our steps. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, cancel bad news, tears and sorrow, premature death. Father God, we decree and we declare it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. We just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you for opening the eyes of our understanding, Father, that we might know that we are your ambassadors. And we don't have to make nothing up, Father God. All we have to do is simply say what you say. We just say whatever the Constitution says. We open the Bible, whatever the Holy Spirit gives us to say, that's what we say. And we are in order. And we say thank you for it, God. And we bless you. Now we want to bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer. We seal this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at Jesus' feet. Amen. And it cannot and it will not, amen, be broken. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Now, beloved, amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen and amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is Lord. And if we are ambassador, no ambassador is ashamed of his country. No ambassador is ashamed of his country. And so, beloved, therefore, since we are ambassadors, amen, we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. All right. God bless. God bless. Remember, you are a voice of heaven. Amen. Rejoice, saints. You are special. Amen. And God's kingdom. Love you. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to serve you all this week. Amen. Have a beautiful weekend. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Pastor Alfreda, signing out.